So I don't know if everyone's heard something that the Live Original team is so excited about right now. We started last year the LO Box, and you may be thinking, what in the world is in an LO Box? Well, the LO Box is just the Live Original Bible Study Box, and it has everything that you need to equip you to lead a Bible study right where you're at in your own home. We have everything from the actual Bible study itself that I wrote on Bold Confidence to recipes for what to cook for your girls. We also have fun activities and so many more things that partners have sent in. And so if you are interested at all in being a leader, go to liveoriginal.com and look into the LO Box. Hey fam, welcome back to the Whoa That's Good podcast. Today I am over the moon because I'm getting to interview probably my favorite Instagram couple. Actually, not probably. They are my favorite Instagram couple. And it's Shawn Johnson and her husband, Andrew East. Shawn and I got to meet while I was on Dancing with the Stars. We shared the same dance partner, Mark Ballas. Shout out to Mark. He's the best. But Shawn, if you don't know her from her Olympic gold medalist or her husband from the NFL, you know them from their funny Instagram videos. And if you don't know them all, then you're really missing out. But we're about to have a great conversation and give us a listen. All right, what's up, fam? Welcome back to Whoa That's Good. Today I'm super excited, per usual, but today extra excited because we have two amazing guests, Shawn Johnson and her husband Andrew East. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
How are you doing?
So good. And I'm like so excited about this. This is kind of shooting in the dark. I know we've met at Dancing with the Stars. I don't even know if you remember that. It was like,
oh, yes.
Very brief. But yes, I was so excited and then reached out on Instagram and here we are. But no, I'm super excited because I know a lot of people know who you guys are, but if they don't follow y'all on Instagram, they are missing out because y'all are my favorite people to follow. I'm not kidding. So well done.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. I don't know. We embarrass ourselves a lot. So
it's the best part. Like, yeah. I have like my saved things, you know, you can make like the files and it's like the LOL file and y'all are like half of my LOL file.
Like, yes, love that.
It's so great. Well, this podcast is so simple. We just kind of started off with this question that actually seems so easy, but sometimes it stops people in their tracks. So the question is, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever been given? And we can hear from both of y'all or y'all together or however y'all want to do it.
Okay. So you sent this to me earlier, so I've had a little bit of time to think about it. And it's a great question. But I would say the best piece of advice came from our marriage counselor right before we got married. And he always said that going into your relationship, make sure you are like you have 100% transparency with each other.
That's
so
good.
Approach our relationship almost to a fault in being 100% transparent. Yeah. If we need space or if we need, you know, the other to like say something supportive or encouraging, like we're to a fault transparent.
No,
it really makes for an
so
awesome
good.
Relationship.
Well, it's actually funny that you say that because I feel like you can totally see that even through Instagram and YouTube. Like, y'all are so transparent. And I think that's why people, especially me, that's why we love y'all so much is because what you kind of feel like what you see is what you would get. It's like y'all are so real. It's so authentic. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's the fun times and the hard times. And like, we've been blessed from y'all's relationship for that. So it's cool that that was kind of something that y'all are rooted in. That's awesome to hear.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I feel like just us as a couple have found so much value in doing that with each other and with our social media presence. And obviously there's some things that don't need to be shared and you don't want to share. So it's a fine line between that. But I'm glad you like it, Sadie.
Hey, I do. I appreciate it. And, you know, I think for me, people say that, like, you're so vulnerable, you're so open. And they say, like, how do you feel that you can do that? And I feel like I've seen this in y'all. I think when you take the pressure off yourself for people to think that you're perfect or for people to think that you're, like, this celebrity status person, then you're able to be real. And y'all don't hold yourselves up too highly or this idea of, like, being perfect. Y'all are like, actually, we're very real. And here's our life. And if we can laugh with you and encourage you and inspire you, then, like, that would be amazing. But if you don't, then you don't have to follow it, you know? And y'all aren't afraid of that failure. Y'all aren't afraid of that, that realness. And so it's beautiful. I love that. That's an awesome piece of advice.
Thank you. I feel so honored. Oh my gosh.
No, it's so good. Like, seriously, I know for me, even just preparing to do this podcast, I just want to let y'all know, even being able to study more about who y'all are and what y'all have done, I'm so inspired and I'm so blessed by that. And I love it when that happens, when you study, you know, to get to do a podcast with somebody or interview somebody, and then you in return get so blessed and so much life poured into you just by the people that y'all are. And so that's just awesome. Everybody go follow, go listen to what they got, because it's awesome. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. So I wanted to ask y'all, because I think this is so fun, something we have in common. I was actually thinking of all the things we have in common. We have a lot in yes. common. I was like, yes. we got faith in common. We got Mark Ballas in common. We got Nashville yes. in common. Anastia Luke, and she was on our podcast last season, and I got to do her grander event. So many different things in our worlds have collided. And I saw when I was looking y'all up that y'all met during Dancing with the Stars.
We did. That, we did. That we did, like, random.
It's so crazy to me. Like, I can't even imagine meeting the person I was going to marry during that season. What was that like for y'all?
Well, oh my gosh. It was kind of a hot mess because I was on Dancing with Stars, and as you know, you get so preoccupied and consumed by that show that you don't have any time for any other, like,
yeah,
even to think. And one of my friends is Andrew, my husband's oldest brother, and he set us up on a blind date.
Oh, shoot.
It was after rehearsal one day. I was so tired. I was so just, like, not in the mood to go on a date. And I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, he's a nice guy, whatever, but I need to go back to rehearsal. And I stood him up for, oh my gosh, I think like 10 months before I finally went on a second date with him and then fell head over heels.
That is awesome. Hey, Andrew, way to be persistent. 10 months?
I was so heartbroken, though, because I was just trying to have a good time on our first date, and Sean's over there. Like, I could tell she was stressed out about, you know, memorizing whatever dance she had to do that week, making sure that she was staying on her A game with that. And I was just there to have a good time. But yeah, it was fun.
That's so funny. No, that's crazy. So y'all met then. That was, when was that? Like 2000. What year were you on Dancing with the Stars?
So that, wait, what? 2012.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. And then when did y'all get married?
In 2000, 16. Yeah. I don't know. Wow, I almost forgot.
Awesome.
Numbers aren't important, right?
Yeah, polish up on that.
No, that's awesome. That's just so crazy to me. Okay, so something I love about y'all's relationship, obviously through Instagram, y'all have so much fun together, and not to mention y'all have the best laughs ever. So, like, what do you think about just the aspect of having fun in a relationship? Has that been something that's been super important, or is it just kind of y'all are just fun people and it just happens?
Well, so first of all, you mentioned our first date, and that was, you know, Sean was stressed out most of the day, but at the very end of the night, she smiled at me and giggled that finally at one of the jokes that I was cracking.
Yes.
And when I heard that laugh, I was like, that is an angel right there. And so I tried to make her laugh every single day. Some days I'm successful, some days I'm not. But you know, we do have a ton of fun together. I feel like that's super important, because it's so easy when you're married and you see each other every day to kind of get annoyed by each other.
What are you trying to say?
Transparent.
But finding joy in the little things.
It is important. I mean, I feel like we all have like that child-like behavior at heart. We all want to play. We all want to laugh. We want to have fun. Mm-hmm. And life is just so serious that you have to have someone to laugh with. Otherwise, life is too serious. We try to just play and giggle and do really dumb things all the time to keep it light.
We do try to enforce the idea, though, that like some of the highest points of joy that you reach in life are after some of like the deepest valleys that you hit. And so like we do try to share that balance of, hey, you know what? Like, we've been going through a hard time, but now we're able to laugh about it, which is so important to kind of be able to move on and progress.
Wow, that was so good. That needs to be your best piece of advice right there. The best joy comes up through the hardest valleys. That was awesome. No, I see that. I get that. It's funny that you mentioned that childlike manner, because me and my best friend, we are so stupid together, like literally. And we started an Instagram page, and it wasn't even trying. Like, we totally were just doing it for our closest friends, and then people started following it, and they always say, y'all are like children. Y'all are like 12 years old. And I'm like, I think everybody kind of is, in a sense, if you just live in freedom and if you just allow yourself to have that fun. And it's not being naive to the fact that things in life are hard, and it's not being childish in the sense of trying to just avoid the real things. It's just like, no, to get through life and live a good life, it's good to laugh and live in that freedom. And y'all do that so well. So I know that both of y'all are athletes and used to compete, and obviously Sean in the Olympics, and you played in NFL, right?
Yeah. Hey. I was 4 years in and out of the league.
So. Oh, wow. That's crazy. And so now y'all are kind of doing this completely different thing. And what was kind of y'all's journey from, you know, the transition? I'm sure it's a longer story, but for both of y'all going from like Olympic gymnast, NFL player to where y'all are now, what was y'all's transition like?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like that transition is hard for any athlete.
Yeah.
I think that's like where my faith really played a factor was trying to figure out how to start over and not lose myself. And I feel like it was similar with Andrew going through the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool. Andrew, would you say kind of the same thing?
It's definitely hard, whether you're an athlete or, you know, you just got done with another extracurricular activity and you're transitioning out, like to kind of reestablish what you're spending your time on, what goals you have. Like, I feel like, I was actually just listening to Donald Miller, who I'm a big fan of, and he's awesome. And he's talking about how so often we reach one goal and then we don't know what to do after that, but we need to have kind of like a more mentality of it being like monkey bars, where you swing from one to the next. Cool. And as an athlete, I actually really struggle with that. It was like I think 2.5 year transition period before I really felt confident outside of my sport with like, you know, what my identity was and what my purpose was.
Wow, man, that's so cool. I saw when I was just reading up about y'all that you had gone through like some anxiety and stuff, which was a part of your transition. And I don't know if y'all know anything about my story, but that was a huge part of my story, is just anxiety attacks and panic attacks. I ended up writing a book called Live Fearless about it. But it's cool how after I came out of that is whenever I truly found my identity. You know, it's when I truly found the things that I was passionate about and what I felt purpose to do. Because when you have that anxiety and that fear over you, it's so limiting. It's mm-hmm. so limiting because it tells you what you're good at is who you are. It tells you stick to what you know. Don't step out in faith. Don't step out and try the new mm-hmm. things. And so I just thought it was really cool reading a little bit about your story and how after that season and after coming out of that anxiety, it's kind of when you stepped into what you're doing now. And I thought that was awesome. Awesome to read about.
Yeah, it's so powerful, and I thank you for sharing your story. But like, really, for me, it was like, am I worthy enough? And that was like kind of the underlying question. And anyway, yeah, thank you for writing that book. It was a big difference in my life.
For sure. So for y'all, what made y'all want to start a YouTube channel?
Oh my goodness.
This is always such a funny question.
So long story short, I ran into a friend who was a YouTuber at the store, and she was like, oh my gosh, congratulations, you started a YouTube channel. I'm so happy for you. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, needless to say, I came home and I found out my husband had started a YouTube channel for us.
Yes.
But it was, I don't know, I lived in the sports entertainment world for so long, which mm-hmm. is similar to like a scripted Hollywood show or...
Yeah.
It's just you're very much so told who you are, what mm-hmm. you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to wear, how you're allowed to act. And I had done that for so long. I got so tired of people being told who I was as a person through a script. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to do the YouTube thing mm-hmm. with Andrew and show who we were as people outside of kind of the scriptedness, just mm-hmm. to show them that there was a different side to us and that they hadn't seen, and there was a more relatable person there than what people had been portraying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really excited to start it for three reasons. One, Sean has like some really amazing fans, and I felt like YouTube was like a very unique way to connect with them.
Yeah.
Two, I still think this is so true, but like, I really felt like the more the world got to see of Sean, I just think she's like such a beautiful, I'm not trying to be cheesy, but like you're such a beautiful person. But the more people were able to see who you really were, the better everything would be.
Right,
and then we also started to document our wedding planning process. So that's why I started it.
That is awesome. Okay. I love y'all even more. This is awesome. It's so good. It's so funny that it was the same for me. My sister started it and she posted a video that I had done I just thought it was just for me. My sister posted, and that's what started my YouTube channel. So hey, you gotta appreciate the ones that love you enough to do it.
Yep, exactly.
It's so funny. That's awesome. Well, I'll just ask one more question. I know this is a short podcast, but I feel like it's just really cool to get to know more about y'all and just about your life and kind of. Like you said, people can know you in a sense from social media, but I always like to give people an opportunity to really be known, but y'all are already doing that. And I think that's awesome. But I wanted to ask y'all, you know, what do you think the value is in allowing people to really know who you are? Because I love that y'all pushed through the idea of like, yeah, people could have just known Sean Johnson for the Olympics. And honestly, they would have known a great person because you were perceived as an amazing person as you are. And people could have just known you for NFL or whatever that is. But there's so much more to who y'all are and y'all's relationship. And what do you think the value is not only for people knowing y'all, but what would you say to other people who may just be known for what they're doing, but need to be known for who they are?
Oh my goodness. You have some amazing questions. First, oh, wow.
Thank you.
Hard-hitting, deep questions. I don't know. I would say, just like from personal experience, I spent so many years of my life trying to be someone that I thought the world would approve of.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to look a certain way. I tried to act a certain way. I tried to be the perfect gymnast. And mm-hmm. I tried to like create my identity based off of what society tells us is cool.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting, and I lost all heart for who I actually am.
Yeah.
I lost like who I was as a person, and when I finally got so fed up and exhausted with that and just let my guard down and became who I was, God was putting all the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah.
I had a community of people come around me that was the greatest community I had ever been a part of.
Wow.
I had friends, I had opportunities, I had all these different things just fall into place that felt right. And it was because I was truly showing the world and letting the world kind of do its job with
yeah.
who I was as a true person. I feel like when people when you choose to, sorry, that's our dog. When you choose to kind of hide who you are from the world, mm-hmm. you aren't giving yourself the opportunity to truly live out, I think, the life that God planned for you.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. That's awesome. That's so true too. So, so true. Andrew, what about you? I know it's a big question.
No, it's great. I think that being honest and the power that it can have on your, not only your immediate friends and family, like close circle, but also like the wider community. I think it's just so, so powerful. You know, I mean, there's so many different things that people go through. And I think sharing that and being honest with that is just like really the first step to, solving whatever problem is there.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so good. I think, you know, I have not, said this to many people. I've actually never said this to anyone, but I think that y'all represent this so well. I've been working on this, message, like a sermon type thing. And it was titled, "What Makes This All Amazing?" And the whole idea is that, you know, so many times as people, we put this pressure on ourselves to be the amazing part of the story. Like, we want to be amazing. And in wanting to be amazing, it puts this pressure on you. It puts this sense of having to strive. It puts this idea that you have to be somebody that you're not to make people think that you are amazing. But when you come under Jesus, when you come under God and you understand that, like, He's actually what makes you amazing, you're able to kind of lay down all the pressure, lay down on the striving, and say, you know what, the hardest stuff of what I'm going through, but yet still having joy, still having peace, still being able to be seen and be known is actually what makes God so amazing and what makes my story amazing. And working on that message just right now and getting to talk to y'all, it's actually brought so much life to it, because I see that in both of y'all's life. It's like, you've actually taken off the pressure of people thinking y'all are amazing, which they do, and you're amazing people, you know, and you're actually giving back. You're letting people see God through two people who love each other. You're letting people experience joy from two people making people laugh. You're making people come together by being vulnerable and opening up a door that maybe they haven't opened in their own life to talk about. And that is so amazing. And so, guys, y'all are awesome. I love that. I love y'all even more now after getting to actually sit down and talk to y'all for just 20 minutes. But thank y'all so much for all the good advice and just being so real. Y'all are such a good example for our generation to look up to and to follow. And so thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Yeah. We love you even more too. Thank you for being such a great
Sadie. On a personal note, we have to say, like, you know, you said that we inspired you, but your boldness and your perspective is truly amazing. And we really respect that. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Hey, listen, I'm in Nashville. If y'all are in town, give me a holler.
I never knew you were in Nashville. Yes, we live here, girl.
Me too. I didn't realize that until I just started studying y'all's life. So let's actually go to coffee or something.
Yes, please. We'd love that.
All right. Y'all are awesome. Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Bye. Sadie. Thank you.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call Mama. So we're going to call Mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, baby.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, actually, first of all, I have to tell you who I just talked to.
Hey.
Shawn Johnson and her husband, Andrew East.
So cool. That's awesome. It was
awesome. They are such an amazing couple. And so I'm super excited about that.
So great.
Lots of good advice. And so here's our Well, That's Good, Well, That's Bad from our Well, That's Good podcast Instagram account. Let's see what we got here today. All right. Seek to be worth knowing rather than well known.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good. Really, really, really good. No, because you can be very well known, but not worth knowing. Uh-oh, watch out. Shoot.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Everybody's worth knowing. Everybody has a story and a story to tell. But don't be known and not really let yourself be known.
So good. Preach it to the people.
Deep thoughts.
Also, I always say, you know, we always talk about how, like, it's just much more important that the people who, like, really know you so how true. They feel about you, because they're the ones who know and love you. And so that's the people that it really matters what they think. The people who just like know you from afar, like they can say whatever. They don't really know you, so it doesn't really matter, honestly.
Yep. So, and, you know,
very true.
I loved how, and this was in another podcast of ours, but when Chrissy Metz says it really, really well, she basically says to all the haters on Instagram, she's like, you know, I have to remember that they don't know me, I know me. And I think it's so good, because it's like you kind of forget that you know yourself, you know, and it's important to know yourself. And when somebody else says something contradicting to what you know, why would you believe that over like over what you know to be true when like you live with you, you know?
Yeah, you should never let someone shake you and what you know about yourself and what the people who are closest to you and like have grown up with you and spent every day with you. You should not never let someone who like has never even met you shake your feeling about yourself. And people do it all the time through social media. Like they let things get to them. I remember a time when I let it get to me, like whenever people were saying bad stuff about dad. This was like whenever the show first came out, and I was like, it made me so riled up. Like, I don't care if people say anything bad about me, but, you know, say something bad about like my husband or my kids. All right, that'll get you riled up. But it's like, it's so dumb, because I'm like, you don't even know him. Like, why does that bother me what you think? Because you don't even know him. Mm-hmm. So I think we all have to check ourselves at times and remember that.
Yep. It's so good. Okay, this is a Whoa, That's Bad, and this person is admitting that she followed a Whoa, That's Bad piece of advice, and we're just going to throw it out there for the whole world to hear it, because it's pretty hilarious. She said, my brother once told me to put a dime in the electrical socket because candy would come out like a gumball machine. Dot, dot, dot. I got electrocuted.
What? No. That's terrible.
So nobody go out there and put a dime in the electrical socket. Candy will not come out and your hair will be fried.
Oh my goodness. There might be a greater piece of advice there about not listening to your brother.
That's so true.
Things like that.
So true. Well, that's thanks, really Mom.
Bad. All right. You're welcome. I love you, baby.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Who else has tried FabFitFun? If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. Their spring box is amazing! It's products like Show Me Your Moo Moo Robe, Sip by Swell Water Bottle, Dr. Brandt Eye Gel, and that is just the beginning. Don't miss out, because they sell out fast. Check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's W-H-O-A-10, so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at Legit Sadie Robb. Twitter, Sadie Robb. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them, and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all, and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.